Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Six. Still taking your Ranger calls. We'll get to some of the things. Obviously, McMonagle here with you on the fan. I got you for another 4 hours till 5 a.m. We'll get to the Knicks and their game six tonight. Obviously, the Yankees are on fire. They kill the Twins, and the Twins were coming in hot, playing really well, winning 17 of their last 20 or something crazy like that, 14 of their last 17, something crazy like that. And Judge just doesn't get out, and they give up one run in the series. Clark Schmidt goes eight. And, of course, we got to get to Juan Soto. And the idea that Hal Steinbrenner and Scott Boras and Juan Soto are all on the same page where they're open to talk. Sure they are. And then the Mets managed to salvage the last game of a four-game set against, I know it's split two and two, but let's just call it a four-game set. It's a lot easier. Salvage the last game of a four-game set against Philadelphia, but still, now it feels like there's a problem with Diaz, who blows his third save in the last four chances, and somehow they figured out a way to win in extra innings, but they've got an issue with that team because he's supposed to be a given. So we'll get to all of those things over the course of the next few hours, but we're still talking Rangers as an incredible performance from Kreider. As he gets a hat trick in the third period, and the Rangers turn a 3-1 deficit into a 5-3 victory, move on from Carolina, and await who they will play in the Eastern Conference Finals starting game one at Madison Square Garden, whenever that may be, whether it's Florida or Boston. But either way, yes, they have to be better defensively. Yes, they're going to have to figure out some things. Yes, you always have to get better as you move on, no doubt. But I trust this team. And now, and everybody talked about how much they needed the adversity. Well, losing two games after being up 3-0, staring losing their third consecutive game in a row in the face, down two goals in the third period, I would call that adversity. And now that they face that, what can't they do? What scenario can't they come back from? Who can't they beat, I ask you? And we will find out. As we want the cup! And now they are halfway home. Eight wins down, eight wins to go. And we're celebrating on this Friday morning. 877-337-6666. Brian in Astoria. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, man, like, legitimately, not Messier, but pretty much since Game 7, Stephon, this is the biggest win in Rangers history. Like,
listen, now, they've been to a Stanley Cup Finals in that time, and they've been to Eastern Conference Finals, and like this isn't the furthest they've been in since Messier, but it feels like that. It does feel like that, considering the expectations of this team, considering the idea they were on the precipice of blowing a three-game lead and forcing a game seven, considering the opponent, just everything about it. It did feel like, man, this is about as big a win as they've had since, you know, that 94 team. It feels like that.
Chris, they're winning the cup, and I'm the Larry Brooks.
Well, listen, you're a Larry Brooks type of fan. I like that.
I'm the Larry Brooks of fans, and I went to that finals in LA by myself. And I got to tell you tonight. Don't get me wrong, Chris Kreider is the star, but he's 1-8. That game is 5-1, 6-1. It's not for Igor.
Like, you're 100% right.
We have the butt fumble of the Rangers. The two players run into each other.
Yeah.
And that is, if they score that, that is the butt fumble of the Rangers. And
if they go on to lose game seven, yes. You might be right.
Right. 100%. Yeah. And for some reason, I'm the most pessimistic person of all time, and this team is winning the cup. And tonight, no Panarin, no Zibanejad. Lafreniere was legitimately the only one playing hockey tonight. But this team, I got to tell you, Chris, this team has got it. There's something in the team that's going to do it. I was going to go, I told your producer momentum. There's nothing, there is no such thing as momentum in a series. This is Carpinello, Lohud. I'm not original thought. There is no such thing as momentum from game four to game five, game six.
I mean, that's that's pretty much what Brunson told you, too.
And as soon as they scored, as soon as it was 3-2, that game was over. And I said, they better win this damn game in regulation.
Yep.
Because it goes to overtime, who the heck knows?
Right.
But I knew they were going to win that game.
Yeah, and you're breaking up a little bit, Brian. I'm sorry I would let you go a little bit longer, but your phone's choppy. I agree with you. I think the goal that made it 3-2 changed everything. They still obviously need to take the penalty, right? You need to get on the power play, which obviously helps and leads to the second goal. And then I feel like it's over. The first game, and you're right about momentum game to game. Even Brunson was talking about that. Like, it's, and I talked about it last night. Momentum is only as good as whoever scores in the first period, or the classic, you know, baseball cliche is that momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. Game two changed the momentum. Actually, game two. Goal two, to make it 3-2, changed the momentum. Goal three changed the outcome. That's how I feel. 3-2 changed the momentum. 3-3 changed the outcome. They were going to win that game once the game was tied. Everything changed. Everything changed with goal two, and then it was secured with goal three. They were not going to lose that game once it was tied. And you're right. Igor was brilliant in this game, and I don't want to say he's going to get lost. Everyone's going to pale in comparison to the hat trick and what Kreider's done. He's the story of the game, and rightfully so. Okay, rightfully so. I don't want to take it away from him. Let's be fair. I don't believe it's 1A. I don't. As great, you're right. There was, in that third period, there were opportunities where they could have expanded on their lead, no doubt. And Igor was there. And if Igor's not there, they lose this game, 100%. But when you do what he just did, when you get three goals in 9 minutes, he's 1A. He's 1, and Igor is 2. A very important 2. But, I mean, this is Kreider's night, and rightfully so. But you're 100% correct. Igor was enormous in this game. And the beginning of the third period, I honestly felt was probably the most dominant 10 minutes, maybe, of the series for Carolina. They were all over him, and I mean, they hit two posts. He made great saves. They have that moment where you're right. The two Rangers run into each other, leaving a breakaway. Thank you. Couldn't think of the word. And Igor was there. That, and then that second goal changed everything. It's a remarkable game. It really is a remarkable game. Mike in Westchester, what's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. What's going on?
So just had to share my quick story. So I was at game five, and it was just, you know, was hoping to see the series clinched.
Sure.
It would have been my first time to ever see something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously it was just very disappointing, you know, walking out of the Garden and seeing how they played the third period.
Yeah.
So, you know, was heavily focused on the game tonight. I got the big TV in the house, and I said, guys, everybody be quiet. This is intense. I'm watching this. I'm on edge. And, of course, they're carrying on. And I basically, you know, my girlfriend goes, calm down. What do you, this is just a game. I said, what are you talking about? I go, she goes, I hope they lose. I immediately walked away. I got in the car, went on a drive, listened to the game on the radio. And then it's all of a sudden, I couldn't believe the score, how it changed, and it's 3-1.
Yeah.
And then I put on my lucky Ranger hat with the Stanley Cup, you know, silver cup at the, if you wear it backwards, you can see it. And I basically kissed it and said, we got it. This is just, we got to win this game, because to lose three games in a row, even going back to the Garden, it was just too much. And I was just on edge the whole time. And then when they started scoring the goals and they tied it, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So it's like, you
and
know,
I wish we could, in the open, I played the television highlights from Albert, but I can't play the radio calls, unfortunately. It was on ESPN. I would love to play Sam Rosen. I wish I could.
Oh,
and the calls were great. Yeah.
unbelievable, and just the fact of how fast it happened, and you know, to miss also the obviously I guess the delay of game penalty there, and then obviously the the save for Martin.
So I was reading something. I apologize. I was listening, but I was reading something. You're saying your girlfriend said she hoped the Rangers lose.
Yeah.
Why?
So the vibes were terrible. And then within 3 seconds, they scored the first goal.
But why was she hoping they lose? Because you're a miserable SOB? Is that why?
Exactly. And I didn't even. So I basically drove up to the Catskills, lost signal of the radio, had to go onto the Rangers app and play it through the Bluetooth.
Oh, my God.
And I was able to catch the whole thing, and I was just, like, amazed how.
Yeah.
I guess everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You would never want to chalk up a loss, but to see how they came back like this. This builds character for this team. You know, they're like the Knicks a little bit too. They're fighters.
Yeah.
You know,
agree. They are. I feel like they haven't gotten enough credit for the fighting aspect of the team because the Knicks own fighting right now. So as we're alternating nights and playoff games, like it just feels like the Rangers are the talented team. The Rangers are the great team. The Rangers won the President Trophy. The Rangers have the talented guys, but they don't get the credit. Considering how many games they came from behind this year, led the NHL in it. Like they are gritty, they are tough.
Plus, let's not forget about a little bit of the distraction with Hedl. I thought they made a little bit of a mistake bringing him in, and obviously he did pretty well and he could have scored. But I thought that might have been a distraction, got them a little crazy. Then you got his Rempe playing or not. It was just so much. But I think this is a team that's pretty deep, and I really think once we got through Carolina. You know, bring on Florida or Boston.
I agree.
We've made it. We're all, I think it's downhill from here. Not that I want to touch the money like Boomer says,
right.
But I really feel this builds so much character
and
everybody seems to be healthy.
And thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. And I hope you and your girlfriend fix things. Unlike Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who I was devastated to hear might be breaking up. I don't know. Fingers crossed. It's just some reports. They haven't been pictured together in 40 plus days, and it seems like he's not been living with them. I hope everything's okay. So I hope you guys can figure it out. But my wife was telling me about it. I'm like, you realize they're down 2 goals in the third period, hon, right? I mean, I really don't give a damn about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, okay? But yeah, I mean, I agree. The moment, the building of the character and facing adversity. I didn't want to have that conversation until now. I didn't want to look for it because it's dangerous to ask for adversity because it could go the other way. Like, I don't think you need if you can go through without adversity. I think that's just hunky dory. But now that they've been through it and they've come out the other side, hopefully it will help them. But again, I don't know if this, like all this adversity, it helps. And then they, you know, they play Florida and they're down, you know, 3-0 after 2 in game 1. And suddenly it's like, well, there goes that. The adversity really helped McMonagle. Thanks a lot, C-Mac. Hey, Licata, thanks for telling me the adversity helped, you moron. And the whole station will get that call all day. So, I mean, you don't know. You don't know, but maybe hopefully now moving forward, hopefully it did help them a little bit. But again, I'll take on anybody. And I know, I mean, I think prevailing thought is that Florida is the tougher matchup than Boston. But both teams are very good. Both teams will be very difficult. And both teams, the Rangers are going to have to play better than they did against Carolina if they want to win it. Glenn in Pompano Beach. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Great. Chris, I got to tell you, you are definitely my favorite voice on WFAN.
Oh, that's very kind of
you. Show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I mean it. Before we talk sports, I want to ask you, where did you learn how to sing like that? You've got a great voice.
Oh, thank you very much. It just came natural to me. I didn't learn anywhere. Never a lesson.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dad. No,
And what's your favorite Beatle album, son?
Oh, my favorite. that's a joke. A wedding singer, self-taught. No, thanks to you, Dad. Anyway, when he plays the guitar, it doesn't matter. I throw out movie quotes sometimes, and I hope people pick up on it. But anyway,
right?
Yes. My favorite Beatle album without question is Abbey Road.
Oh, Abbey Road, really?
Yes.
So I remember when Sgt. Pepper's came out, and I went to buy it. That's how old I am.
Yeah, that's older than me.
Anyway,
that's a lot older than me. But yes, Abbey Road is my favorite. Abbey Road is my favorite album, and I've always said my favorite song is "You Never Give Me Your Money."
Love it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. But I love the whole. I ended my wedding with Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight at the end. I love those three songs. I love Paul McCartney's voice
in it. Fantastic.
So, yes, I'm a big Abbey Road guy.
They're all great.
Ain't that the truth? They're all great.
Yeah, that Mike taking a ride to the Catskills, I would have put her in an Uber to Niagara Falls and time to look for another girlfriend. But that's just me. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. You know,
yeah.
This game was so thrilling, and I think Kreider's definitely the number one star.
I think he has to. I think he has to be, and it's not to knock Igor because he's incredibly important in the game. But when you score, when you get the natural hat trick to bring your team down from two, and again, Rami told me this on the other side, it is the first time in hockey playoff history, NHL playoff history, that a player has scored a natural hat trick in a playoff game to take a team down two and give them the lead. It's the first time ever in NHL history. So when you do something like that, as great as some of the saves Igor made was, as important as him keeping them in the game early on and then keeping the lead after the goals, without question, he's brilliant in this game and uber important. But when you do something that's never been done before in hockey history and score three straight goals to take you from down two to up one in a game where you are on the verge of blowing a three game lead. Kreider is the star of the game.
100% the star of the game, but Igor is the star of the series.
That's fair. I agree with you. He was the best Ranger in the series, no doubt.
Yeah, you're talking about luck. You have to have some luck with those two pucks hitting the crossbar and the sidebar. There's always luck involved.
Glenn, and thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate the Beatles stuff. No question. You do not win, whether it's a Stanley Cup, whether it's a Super Bowl, whether it's a World Series, whatever, whether it's a game of checkers. I mean, like, honestly, you do not win a championship without some luck. That's how it works. It doesn't mean that the luck is the overarching theme of what took place in the series, or that you wouldn't have done it. You were just lucky to win, but there's going to be some luck. You can't get through without some luck being in your favor, hitting a post, you know, a ball hitting a base and bouncing the wrong way, hitting off someone's foot, a pass dropped, a catch off a helmet, an interception right in someone's hands dropped as the Giants had. All those things happen in a Super Bowl against the Patriots. Like, you need that stuff. Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about Eli. We're talking about an undefeated Patriots team, the greatest team in history. If that interception's made on Eli Manning, I mean, that's just the truth of it. Doesn't take away the championship from them. It doesn't mean they were completely lucky. But they needed some luck to win the game. Everybody does. You don't get there without some luck. So sure, they hit some posts. Absolutely. There's more luck than that. But you know what? If Carolina won the series, maybe you're talking about the luck of the Martinuk play where he saved one on the very edge. I mean, if you're going to win the series, you need some luck. Greg in Long Island. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Before I got into the Rangers, I just wanted to give two quick points. I mean, we actually met each other a few times that you probably don't remember through family and family friends. I sent you a DM on Twitter for to explain, but
okay, yeah,
that's not the point. And two, I work overnight too, so I'm always listening to you. You're doing a great job, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Greg Nuzzi.
Yeah,
sure. Of course, I remember you, Greg.
Yeah,
how are you,
doing,
buddy?
Bro?
What's going on? I just saw the your message. Yes.
Yeah. But
you sound like you're 45 years old. I don't remember you being 45, to be honest.
No, I'm 27 now, dude.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
I remember you were on vacation in the pool asking me a million sports questions.
Yep.
At like 5 years, you were like what, 2.5 back then? God,
probably 20, like 5.
27. My God. So how are you, man? Everything good?
Yeah, dude. How you doing? You're doing a great
good.
Job, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll always hear you on. It's awesome.
Thank you.
But,
what do you got going on? What's
for us? I mean, I know you're a big Ranger fan.
Yes.
I mean, probably the gutsiest win I think I've ever seen this team ever have. I mean, I'm a pretty pessimistic fan, I would say. You know, I'm kind of a see it, I'll believe it. You know, I'm a Mets fan too. So
sure.
Of course.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But down 3-1, you lost game 4, you have an awful performance in game 5. They have all the momentum. I'm truly still shocked that they somehow pulled that game out. I really cannot. I can't believe it.
No, it took a Herculean effort from Kreider. I mean, and they were getting their ass kicked. I would say, and I'm not, 100% sure on this. I might have to go back, but it felt like the worst ass kicking they got the entire series was the first 8 minutes of the third period. They were all over them. The Rangers were taking chances trying to score. That typically happens when you're down 2 goals. So they lighten up defensively in hopes of catching a break. And, a defender is, he's got half a skate in the offensive direction, hoping for the right bounce. Like, that's going to happen when you're down a couple of goals. So it opened up a little bit for Carolina, and they hit the post a couple times. Igor made a couple of big saves. It felt like, man, they're getting their asses kicked. And then that goal changed everything. And from that moment on, yes, it still took a couple of saves from Igor, a couple point blank saves from Igor. But ultimately, they turned the game on its side. And Kreider went about it and doing what he did. And, yeah, it's as shocking, surprising. I mean, let's be honest, they have a chance in Game 7. Let's be fair. It's in the Garden. I mean, let's not just call them dead just yet. But we were moved on to Game 7.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they would have lost this game, it would have been tough to win that game in 7. And then, of course, I'm watching the game. I'm going crazy. They take the lead, whatever. They pull the goalie. How many times do they miss the net on a clear by, like, an inch?
Yeah.
A freaking inch.
Like, no, yeah, no. They were like 30. They were like 35 icings
three or four times.
Yeah,
where they started down on an icing and just missed it.
Like, yeah,
gotta be kidding me.
Absolutely.
Well, and then great. those two huge saves too, right before Igor. I mean,
The point blank one right off of the face off, where it just bounced right to. I don't think it was Aho. I forget who it was.
I think it was Kuznetsov
right in front of him. I mean, just a lucky bounce, and Igor had to make that save. That's the game right there, no doubt. And again, as important as Kreider is, that's the game right there if he scores, you would think. Exactly. I mean, because I don't want to ever give the lead back to them, because then I feel like the momentum's changed and everything. So that's the game right there. And Igor's as important, but, I mean, Kreider is just the story. But an incredible performance, an incredible game. You're right. It was over. It was over. We were planning Game 7, and miraculously they came out and just gave us one of the more thrilling wins we've had in a while. But, Greg, good talking to you, man. Take care of yourself.
You too, bro.
Tell your parents I said hello.
I will do.
All right, be well. Bye.
Right. Good.
Yeah. Crazy win. I'm sorry, Rocco. I apologize. Actually, I'll take Rocco. I pushed the button already. Rocco, what's up, man? Rocco in the toga. What's up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kreider shoots and he scores.
Yes.
Kreider shoots and he scores. And Kreider shoots again and scores. Hat trick. Kreider. Yes. Yay, Mac. That was awesome. Oh man, what a game. Third period. I was about to give up on it. I talked to my North Carolina girl. We had a buck on the game. She had the Hurricanes because she's down there.
Sure.
My Irish beauty, green-eyed emerald, and, Irish
skin. Oh, I remember her well, yes.
Susan.
Coming
up. She's coming up the 24th. She's going to stay 10 days.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. But we had a buck on the game. She had the Hurricane, but she goes, Rocco, I know you're going to win. You always wind up winning.
Yep.
I said, you already owe me 50 cents from two other bets on this series. I think you better give it up. Then they went down 3-1, and she called, said, oh, we're winning 3-1. I said, I know. We'll get you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to get you. I said, 4-3. It's going to be overtime again, 4-3. The Rangers didn't need to go there, C-Mac. I thought it was going to be another one of those OT games, and I was getting desperate towards the end. I was like, I lost this one. It's got to be game seven. I hate game. I mean, game sevens are
no,
nice.
I mean, well, they're the
everyone
best.
Everyone loves them, but I don't want to go there.
No, of course
I don't want to go. You never know what can happen.
No.
You know?
No,
right?
Not,
the Devil Series and, you know.
No, 100%. Yeah. And, Rocky, thank you for the call, and thank you for the enthusiasm. No. Now, there's a being up 3-0 and going to game seven feels completely different. That means you've lost three consecutive games. And now, obviously, and if there is such a thing as momentum in these series, which is, I guess, up for debate, I think there's a little bit of momentum in series, definitely more in game than game to game. But still, I mean, everything's in their favor. And even if it's in your building, it's a tough game to win. Now, game seven of win game one, lose game two, win game three, lose game four, win game five, lose game six, then it's just in the course of a series, then you'd feel pretty confident going to game seven. If you've won, you know, every other game, it's in your building. I still feel confident. Again, the Rangers, in their history, have played nine home games. Nine game sevens in Madison Square Garden. They're 8-1. I would feel pretty good about this team going to game seven. In a normal back-and-forth series, in a blowing a 3-0 lead, not really the series you want to get to Game 7. But thankfully, we don't have to discuss any of that. 877-337-6666. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back, continue to take your phone calls all the way till 5 a.m. The warm-up show right here on The Fan.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, 135. McMonagle here with you. 877-337-6666. No, I don't know this one. Who's this?
This is Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It's called...
Yeah. Yes. That's the name of the band, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
Correct.
Yeah, I have no idea who they are.
Face Down. It's a great song.
Sounds good. It's what I asked for. A little bit of energy on this Friday morning, as we get ready for a Knick game tonight, obviously a huge game six. Huge game six for the Knicks going down to Indiana, trying to end this series in six, much like the Rangers did. Coming off an uber impressive 30-point victory where they just did everything we were worried they couldn't do anymore. Oh, they have no legs. Oh, they've been running to the ground. Oh, they can't do this. Oh, the OG Anunoby is just one too many. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And we'll find out what happens. It's tough to go into Indiana and win. They haven't lost in the playoffs yet in Indiana. And obviously, it's going to be a hard game. Their role players, their bench, which is so important to them, play better in their building. And we'll see what happens. I would feel much better about a Game 7 with the Knicks than I would have with the Rangers. Why? Because they wouldn't have blown such a big lead. But hey, big game. Brunson's still a superstar, and we'll see what they look like tonight. But we're still focused on the Rangers. 877-337-6666. Max in Brooklyn. What's up, Max?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Very special team. Very special team. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about something really happened today, and I hope you're going to believe me. Okay. I work in the kitchen. I work as a chef in a very busy place.
Sure.
And my son, he doesn't feel good. So he is watching the game in the house. I'm watching the game at work. And this place is very busy. If you slow down, you're going to see a line in front of you. So when the team, when the score was 3-2, my son called me. And he was very happy, but also he was a little upset. I know what he sees. And I told him, son, stay with me. Stay with me. I never see the Ranger, the power and the energy show up. I can see it. I told him, son, we're going to tie the game right now. And guess what?
They tied the game right now?
I swear. I was talking to him on the phone, and the people, the customer is standing in front of me, and everybody was shouting and yelling and cheering me.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget about the sandwich and all the stuff. But I see it. Somehow I see they're going to tie the game in this minute. And from that said, we're going to take it. But that's it, you know. I'm very happy for the team, happy for New York.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just a very special team this year, the special team.
It certainly is, Max. Thank you very much. And thank you for helping the Rangers win tonight or last night. And I hope you like my skills to guess what happened right after you said, you're like, guess what happened? I nailed it. I knew exactly what happened. E. Frank in Astoria. What's up, E. Frank? It's almost as if I knew what was going to happen. E. Frank in Astoria. What's up, E. Frank? Doug in Mount Kisco. What's up, Doug?
Hey, we want cup. We want cup.
We want the cup.
So I'm watching a game on a flight home from Florida where I was on a fishing trip with my two buddies. We're all Ranger fans. I'm a guy who routinely wears Kreider's jersey to the Garden.
Yeah.
And every caller you said, all the callers and yourself have diagnosed everything impeccably, except for that one guy who said they were lucky. Because
he was a hater.
They weren't lucky.
They're not.
They weren't lucky.
They weren't lucky.
They were... The difference between this team and teams of the past few years is they're tough.
Mm-hmm.
They're resilient.
Yes.
And they don't give up.
Right.
And they really don't get pushed around. And at the end of the day, you got Shesterkin back in you, who's one of the best goalies in the league. Everybody would agree, number one, number
no question.
Two, whatever. Kreider played great. Yeah, Zibanejad didn't score 4 goals, but if you watch the guy's total game, you know, he's the big reason why they're in there.
Yep.
You know? And Trocheck. So anyway, what I'm really wanting to say is I told my wife before this series started, I said, you know, the Caps, they were kind of soft, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Ovi's done and whatnot. I said, but, you know, if we can beat the Canes, that indicates we can go all the way because they are a really tough team. They're physical. They're fast. And they know how to play. And they're well coached. I love the Carolina coach, Rod Brindamore.
Yeah.
But, and that's another difference in the Rangers. Laviolette and his staff are fantastic.
Yeah,
the team's always well prepared.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, there's no guarantees, but any Ranger fan on the planet has to feel really happy today.
Oh, my God.
I'm not looking about the things they need to improve. Yeah, we'd like to see a little more defense and this, that, and the other. But, hey, man, to beat a team like Carolina, it's a fantastic thing.
So bring on
whomever.
No, you know? I absolutely. I don't know how other people view it, Carolina as tough an opponent as they were going to face. Doesn't mean they can't lose to anybody else because they beat Carolina. Of course, they could lose to Boston. They could lose to Florida. It's hockey. But I didn't view Florida or Boston as any more of a threat than Carolina. Carolina was as big a threat as there was. This was going to be, in my mind, as tough a series as they could face. So again, doesn't mean they're going to win next round, but I don't think there is a team where there's a matchup where suddenly it's like, oh, well, how are they going to compete with them? If they can beat Carolina, they can beat anybody. That is 100% how I feel. And now, are they going to have to do better in certain aspects? Sure. But who knows? So is whoever comes out of that. So is Florida and or Boston going to have to play better? That's what everyone's going to say. That's how it works. Nick was at the game. What's up, Nick? How was it? Obviously, you're from Howell, New Jersey. Were you heading back now?
D-Mac, no, we're still partying after that game. We were the four knuckleheads that
yes!
told you yesterday.
I was hoping you would call me. Tremendous. I'm terrible with names. I forgot his name.
The nine-hour drive was worth it all around.
Oh, my God, of course.
We have ever seen. I have no voice left. We got the dogs barking in the background.
I didn't know you went with Verdugo. I didn't know.
I actually do have another dog with me that wants to say something to you. One second.
Sure.
D-Mac, how are we doing? Mark.
What's up, Mark?
How are we doing?
Good, buddy. Good.
How's everything?
Well, you know, things are good. Things are good. Family's good. You guys?
We went to Carolina. We watched them put up on the Megatron, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
the screen.
Big screen, yeah.
They put up the Cat 6 was coming, and all of a sudden the Rangers came. It was the greatest moment. The greatest moment.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
30 minutes left. Rangers showed up.
Amazing.
It was great.
No, that's to be there and to, you know, travel that way with a couple of buddies, drive 9 hours. I mean, that's you guys have a life story. There's no doubt. You'll always have this moment. Have Paris. Yes, go ahead.
What was funny though is the script like flipped. We were going to the bathroom, we were getting drinks, everyone was yelling at us for wearing our Ranger jerseys.
Sure.
All of a sudden, as we were leaving, you know, getting, you know, the bird, you know, getting yelled at.
Even from the Carolina crew, I wouldn't have thought those Hurricane fans were that bad.
A bunch of sore losers wearing the Hartford Whaler jerseys. So.
Then you really are a sore loser. You're wearing a Hartford Whaler. Get over it by now. I mean, come on.
But we had a great experience. We want to let you know we brought the intensity.
Yes,
we want the cup.
We want the cup. That's okay. Chant it. It's okay. See you guys. We want cup. That's the last call I said. Which reminded me of something because I had a, but let me tell that story in a second. Yes, Nick. Yes, Mark. That's awesome. That's what it's about, man. To have like four buddies drive 9 hours to go down to Carolina for a game six that was 12 minutes away from being an out and out disaster and being the third consecutive loss and having to force a game seven that the entire fan base would have had their butt sealed so tight. As tight as a dolphin's ass, and that's waterproof. And instead, Chris Kreider and Igor Shesterkin put them on their backs and changed the entire game and changed, obviously, the series, which ended in Game 6. And to watch the Rangers shake hands in Carolina with a couple of buddies that you went down with, that's as good as it gets, man. That is fun. That's a story they'll remember forever. But yeah, we had a guy before. I don't know if this reminds me of a coach, but I had a baseball coach named Walpole. Am I saying that right now? I feel like that was the name, but it came out and it sounds like it's not the name. Doesn't matter. Warpole? Doesn't matter. He never said the word the. So like that caller just said, we want cup. He never would say the word the.
He then said, "Though I was watching game."
Yeah,
he did it again. You're right.
Maybe there's people like that because I had a baseball coach when I was in high school who never said the word "the," and he would always be like, "You know, hey, go pick up ball bag." He would always like say that. Who's got bat rack? Like, where, he would never use the word "the," and we would always mess with him about it. I don't know why, and then that reminded me of it. He never said the word "the." Bizarre. And then it also reminded me, for whatever reason, my favorite part, because me and my buddy have an inside joke about it. It's weird, but if you've ever seen the original, not the most recent one with Tom Cruise, the original, I can't believe it's 1:45 in the morning. What's the airplane movies? My God, I'm losing my mind. He just came out with the Top Gun, the original Top Gun. When he gets in trouble with the instructor's mad, and he says, "I want butts." I don't know if you've ever seen it, but he's like, I want his butt in here. I want this, that. And then as he's walking out the door, he goes, "I want butts." And I don't know why. I always found that funny. So I want butts. I want ball bag. I want cup. Rangers will win the cup, says Joe in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Buddy?
Good. How are you? How are the boys? Everyone doing well?
They're going to be 31.
Oh, my God, 31. I just had a family friend call me up. I remember him literally as an 8-year-old kid running around. He's 27. Now your kids, I remember screening your phone call for Steve and Tony. I mean, your kids were, you know, eating lollipops at the barbershop. Now they're 31 years old. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what you call it? How's Brian Monza? You ever hear from him?
Yeah, I talk to Mons frequently. He's good. He's thrilled today. I can tell you that right now.
Imagine,
Mr. Ranger fan, I was talking to him today with the Ranger game. He's doing good. He's producing Francesca's podcast. He's doing well. He's got 35 kids. You know, it's he's doing well.
Yeah, listen, I was getting nervous. I tell you one thing, I'm glad we won. I didn't want to go back to the Garden for game 7. But when they were on that power play, one of my sons says, they have to score here. And then, boom, they scored.
Well, it's amazing. How many Nostradamuses are out there today? Everybody was predicting this thing. I thought it came out of nowhere, but all you guys knew was going to happen.
Nah, I tell you, when they went down 2-0, then it was 2-1, then 3-1, I'm like, nah, they're not playing good.
Yeah.
I said, they got to start making their move. But I'm glad they won, got it out of the way, let them rest up. And I really think that this is going to be the year. I want to see them in Vancouver, 30 years back.
Yep. That would be funny if it's Vancouver.
I know. How's everything going with you? Everything's good. Good?
Everything's good, you know, good. The usual.
Good. That's good. All right, I'll let
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah, no, Take my care. And now I've got two boys, Joe. It's amazing. Life is it's a circle. It's circular. It's round. It's a circle. Now I've got two young boys who are maniacs. I can't even imagine them at 31. Good God help us. God help us all. You know, so you know what I love to do? I really love to experience and soak up the tears of the losing team, especially this, you know, clown show Carolina Hurricane team that was trying to catch the Rangers all year long, couldn't do it, and then choke away a 2-goal lead in the third period. So I like to do this every once in a while. My favorite one of these, and I wish I should keep the call somewhere, I should get it, but 2021, which wasn't a great year for the Yankees, they end up losing to the Red Sox in the wild card game. But Stanton, down the stretch in a series in Fenway, hits a grand slam to win a game. And going back and listening to that Nesson call was one of the great joys of my life. So let's go back. Last night, third period, let's hear what it sounded like for the Carolina Hurricane fans. Let's hear what it sounded like. Do you know what the station is? So I can give them find out what the station call letters are so I can promote it. Here is Carolina Hurricane Radio. Chris Kreider, 3 consecutive goals to give them a 4-3 lead.
Roslovic will carry this to the Canes' blue line. Zibanejad will pick up the loose puck. He'll try a sharp angle shot on Anderson. He'll score! Kreider to the rebound, and it eludes Anderson. And New York has gotten within a goal with 13:17 left as Chris Kreider banks one in off of Anderson.
Okay, the tears aren't flowing just yet. It was a good call, passion behind it. Wasn't one of those, like, dejected sounds. Hey, it's only 3-2. It's a goal. They're still dominating the game. Let's see if it gets any better.
The Rangers moving the puck around. Panarin shot. They'll score! On the power play, Kreider was out in front. It looks to be Panarin's, but anyway you slice it, the Rangers have tied this at 3.
Okay. Power play goal, a little abbreviated start to the cut, but you could start to feel it. I think you're starting to feel it. Let's hear what it sounds like moments later, minutes later, when Kreider gives the Rangers the lead.
Box just inside the left boards. His shot goes high. Roslovic to the rebound. He's watched by Aho. Rangers interchange. Rangers stuff it out in front. They'll score! It's Kreider! The hat trick! And New York has taken a 4-3 lead as Chris Kreider has taken over this third period.
Those are good calls. Those are good, solid calls. No sounds of dejection really much at all. There's not many tears there. He did a good job. Do you know what the radio station is yet?
I think it's 7:30 the game.
7:30 the game. Courtesy of 7:30 the game. Yeah, I mean, listen, it was pretty good. Sometimes you get them. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're not. But, I mean, that must be in Carolina right now. And for the Hurricanes, as we said, who have, you know, it sounds like half their team is restricted free agents. This was the year for Carolina.
Rod Brendamore's a free agent.
Brendamore, there you go. So, I mean, that's a devastating loss. That is a devastating loss. Because they fought back. You got to give them credit. They're down 3-0. They come back. They do this to the Rangers in you know, somewhat similar fashion with a one goal deficit in the third period in Madison Square Garden. They bum rush the Rangers in the third period and manage to win that game and force game six in their building. They're dominating the third period with a two goal lead. And then just in an instant, it's taken away from them. In an instant. That is a devastating loss for Carolina. I know we don't have to focus on that, but man, they absolutely choked this thing away. Let me hear that last one again, because he does say, Kreider dominating the third period.
Fox just inside the left boards. His shot goes high. Roslovic to the rebound. He's watched by Aho. Rangers interchange. Rangers stuff it out in front. They'll score. It's Kreider. The hat trick. And New York has taken a 4-3 lead as Chris Kreider has taken over this third period.
Yeah, the dejection is in his voice to start. Like, he sounds more down at the beginning of the call than he did in the others. But yes, Chris Kreider takes over this third period. He certainly did. 877-337-6666. Let's try him again. E. Frank in Astoria. What's up, E. Frank?
Yeah, what's up, C-Mac?
What's
I
up,
apologize for not being able to be on time on your show.
Don't ever let it happen again, E. Frank.
My telephone. Yeah, you know, I saw when Isaiah Hartstein's father introduced his son to my parish. I know that his father was a pastor and knighted my knight at Columbus Council. But nevertheless, in that fact, I just want to ask you, do you think that the Knicks will be doing the same thing in Game 6 against the Pacers? That would be a Madison Square Garden game.
No. What do you mean? No, the game is in Indiana, Game 6.
Okay, they're going to be able to take it to the next to the conference final?
Yeah, I mean, and thank you for the call, E. Frank. The Knicks are winning this series. I've said that the whole time. I believe that. I still do. I don't know if they're going to win Game 6. I think most people, I don't know why, I've heard a lot of this, where it's, oh, it better be tonight. I don't feel that way at all. I don't feel that way at all. The Knicks are not losing a Game 7 in their building. They're not. Not with that soft Pacer team. And I think the Pacers might be broken off that performance. I don't know. But in their building, they've been really good. I think there's a chance that team, they hit shots. McConnell and the bench and Toppin are, you know, have been really good and they're better in their building. I just think the Knicks, I was more confident the Rangers could win Game 6 than the Knicks. And that was before the Game 5 performance where they just absolutely kicked the crap out of them. I feel good about Game 6, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not as positive as I've heard some others. Like, it seems like if you think the Knicks are going to win the series, you think they're going to win tonight. I don't necessarily feel that way. I believe without question the Knicks are going to win the series. But I think it could be 7. I think it could be 7. Because I've always believed it's tough to change the narrative of a series when it's no every home game is a winner. When the home team wins every game, it's hard to change that 6 games in. Plus, they played really well in that building. Now, the Knicks have had the extra day, which without question helps them. And Brunson looked completely healthy. And as long as Brunson's completely healthy and looking the way he looked in that game, there's no doubt they can win. I have no fear. And they need rebounding and defense from Hartenstein and Hart and the way they've played and now the extra day. I would think their legs will be underneath them, and I think they absolutely can win that game. Plus, I don't trust this Pacers team. I don't trust Halliburton. I don't trust these guys to get a big basket when they need it. They're a front-running team. When things are going great and everybody's hitting shots and they're up, they can play. In the nitty-gritty moments, even though they did win Game 3 nitty-gritty in the last few minutes and hit a big shot, but I still, in the clutch, I know the Knicks can go to Jalen Brunson. Halliburton disappeared in Game 5. Just wasn't even there. He's passing up layups. It was embarrassing. And I think McBride on him has been they're going to have to adjust to that. The Knicks made an adjustment, and they brought in McBride in the starting five and put him on Halliburton, and it changed Halliburton's game. Now, they're going to have to make an adjustment. And honestly, considering how much Halliburton seems banged up after the press conference after game four, he could barely walk. Then game five, when he's on the bench, he's got this big, you know, ass cushion he's sitting on to kind of keep his, like, he looked like a kid in a barbershop chair trying to keep his back healthy. So between the idea that his back's banged up, he hasn't really been the same offensively, although he's shown up in the series since the hamstring injury, and the fact that he disappeared the minute he faced some defensive adversity, passing up layups, and took 9 shots in the game while his team was getting beat by 30, I don't trust him. So, yes, I think the Knicks have an excellent chance to win tonight, and I know the Knicks are winning this series. 877-337-6666. We could do more of that as we go through. Still take your Ranger calls. We'll get to the baseball. Plus, the new documentary I wanted to talk about that came out, the Bronx Zoo, a documentary on Peacock about the 1990s specifically, New York Yankees. And I just want to talk to a certain group of people, who like to talk about, oh, George Steinbrenner would be rolling in his grave right now. Oh, if only George were the owner of this team. George. Because people forget what 1990 was like. And watching that documentary, that's what I couldn't help but think. All these people who tell me all day long, oh my God, if George owned the team, things would be better. We wouldn't have this. And then you look at that 90s team and the impact George had on it. People forget. 877-337-6666. McMonagle here with you. We'll come back, continue to take your phone calls all the way to 5 right here on The Fan.